Good morning and welcome to the Grace Hour broadcast, brought to you every Sunday morning at this time by the Missionary Church Association in Jamaica. I'm your host, Nigel Wilkinson, and a blessed Resurrection Sunday morning to each and every one of you. This morning we have as our speaker, once again, Chairman of the Missionary Church Association in Jamaica and Pastor of the Hampton Green Missionary Church, Reverend Jacob McLean. As always, we invite you to contact us for comment or counsel. Our email address is mcaj@cwjamaica.com. This morning's broadcast is brought to you by the Tower Hill Missionary Church, located at 159 Olympic Way, Kingston 11. The pastor, Reverend Renard White, and the congregation invites you to join them for their Facebook Live service this morning at 10. Just search for them in Facebook, Tower Hill Missionary Church. Do stay with us. In a moment, we bring you this morning's message.
Good morning, listeners. Last week, we looked at the life of the Apostle Paul, a servant of God who distinguished himself as the greatest preacher of all times, second only to the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Today, I will be speaking to you on the topic, communicating the truth of the gospel with assurance. Without doubt, the resurrection of Jesus Christ is the most significant part of the gospel. The resurrection of Jesus Christ was fundamental to Paul's gospel. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1 to 11. The resurrection is fact and not fiction. Verse 5 to 8 states this definitively. It was uniformly preached by all the apostles, according to verse 9 to 11 of the text. In verse 1 to 2, Paul in essence said, I want to remind you, I declare or I make known to you, suggesting that the resurrection was not a mere fact to be reminded of, but was the heart, the essence, the core of the gospel. He made an emphatic declaration of this message. It was communicated originally. It was given and it formed the basis on which they stood. He says, by which you stand and by which you are saved. It therefore means that without the resurrection, there is no salvation. Paul used the continuous present tense, which stresses the progressive nature of their salvation. There's a conditionality. If you hold fast or firmly, that suggests that to deny the resurrection would be to relinquish their hold on what Paul had taught. For without the resurrection, they would have believed in vain. If their understanding of the gospel did not commit them to belief in the resurrection, theirs was no saving faith. In saying to the Corinthian brethren, for what I received, I pass on to you, Paul was making the essential point that the message was not of Paul's creation. He merely transmitted the truth, the facts committed to him that were readily available. What were the facts? The facts of the gospel. Christ died. His was an atoning death. He died for our sins according to the scriptures. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 21. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Galatians 1 verse 4, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil age according to the will of our God and Father. And 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24, who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness. The disciples originally found the fact of his dying for our sins hard to accept. In his post-resurrection appearance, the disciples on the Emmaus Road in Luke 24, Jesus had to painstakingly explain this. Then he said to them, thus it is written, and thus it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day. Luke 24, verse 46. Peter asserted in Acts chapter 3 and verse 18, but those things which God foretold by the mouth of his apostles, that the Christ would suffer, he thus fulfilled. He was doubtless speaking of Isaiah chapter 53, that great prophetic passage where the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ is most explicitly explained. His sacrificial and atoning death is given pride of place, is seen as a center stage, the very heart of God's intervention in humanity. Paul said he was buried. His burial provided evidence of his death. Apart from the gospel, Paul is the only New Testament writer who refers to his burial. Acts 13:29 says, now when they had fulfilled all that was written concerning him, they took him down from the tree and laid him in a tomb. Paul in Romans 6 verse 4 says, therefore we are buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. And in Colossians 2 verse 12, he says, buried with him in baptism, in which you also were raised with him through faith in the working of God who raised him from the dead. He was raised. His resurrection is real. It is factual. It is historical. To put this more literally, he has been raised. Paul used the perfect tense, signifying the continued life after the resurrection. We see examples of this, for instance, in Romans 6, verse 9. Knowing this, that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has dominion over him. Yes, Christ the Lord is risen today. Hallelujah. According to the scriptures, we see in Isaiah 53, verse 10 to 12, yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When you make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the labor of his soul and be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant shall justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured out his soul unto death. And he was numbered with the transgressions. And he bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. This passage speaks not only of the death, but the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He bore our sins. He was buried after dying on the cross. And he rose. And the Lord's purpose will prosper because of him. Psalm 16, verse 10. For you will not leave my soul in Sheol, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. And Luke 24, verse 46 speaks similarly. In 1 Corinthians 15, verse 5 to 7, Paul gives a limited list of the resurrection appearances. Paul adds himself, last of all, he was seen by me also, even to me, a reference to his Damascus Road experience, the vividness of which never left his mind, as recorded in Acts chapter 22, 6 to 11, and chapter 26, 12 to 18. Paul referred to himself as one born abnormally, which could be pointing to the dramatic suddenness of his spiritual birth and the extraordinary manner in which he joined the apostolic group. Paul was transformed by the gospel, and he faithfully preached the truths of the gospel. He recognized the resurrection as an inalienable part of the gospel. This the Corinthians had believed. Paul documented the evidence, the historical facts on which their faith rested. In this day of false doctrine and deliberate departure from the truth of the gospel, believers must remain true to the word of God, preach it, live it, and be prepared to die for it. The challenge of reaching people with the gospel in the postmodern world must be met with wholehearted commitment to the truth passed on faithfully by Paul and the apostles. Like the early church, we must continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and in fellowship and in the breaking of bread and in prayers. We must be prepared to take a stand for the truths which the word of God set out. We must know the facts and be prepared to defend those facts. Next week, going with Jesus in the power of the Spirit in obedience to his great commission.
It is our prayer that your hearts were blessed and challenged by this morning's message delivered by Reverend Jacob McLean. For comment or counsel, please email us at mcaj@cwjamaica.com. Before we go, we have some announcements to share with you. The Missionary Church Association in Jamaica has cancelled its annual conference set for April 14 through to 17, and its annual convention set for Sunday, April 19. Churches are asked to submit all outstanding reports to our head office as soon as possible. And also, the Missionary Church Association in Jamaica 70th Anniversary Awards Banquet that was scheduled for Saturday, May 30, that has also been cancelled. Thanks once again to the Tower Hill Missionary Church, located at 159 Olympic Way, Kingston 11, for sponsoring this morning's program. The pastor, Reverend Renard White, and the congregation invite you to join them online for their Facebook Live service commencing at 10. Just look for Tower Hill Missionary Church. The Grace Hour is brought to you by the Missionary Church Association in Jamaica. I'm Nigel Wilkinson, and we pray that you have a blessed and peaceful Easter weekend and experience God's richest blessings during the coming week.